Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted.
We can do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. I'm the husband of everything. I'm the husband of... I don't know how it goes after that, but welcome to Super Megacast.
Yeah, it's episode 282.
That's a palindrome, baby. 282.
Okay, we were thinking about scheduling and seeing if we were going to flip-flop because we're recording another podcast tomorrow with a special guest.
Do you want to flip-flop them?
No, I was just I just was unaware of like the actual decision that was made.
Yeah, okay. We'll just do them regularly so we got more time to get the other one out. Yeah, okay. Next week's a real special guest. This week is just the only special guest is the Holy Spirit sitting between me and Ryan on the couch right now.
Apparently people like the episodes with just you and I. They find it to be like sometimes when we get guests, like when we get a string of guests on, like let's say a few podcasts in a row or every other podcast, they're like, ugh, let's take a break from the guests.
They just want the boys.
I just want to be with the boys.
Well, luckily, guys, today you get just the boys. And next week you'll get the boys with another boy who you will all be very excited to hear. But this week, just the boys, you know, mom and dad aren't home.
Nope.
We're gonna be on our worst behavior.
Oh.
We're gonna be doing some stuff we're gonna regret.
But they gave me the car keys. For emergencies.
Emergencies, yeah. And they left $15 cash on the counter.
I might have to go to 7-Eleven.
Uh-oh, in case we need to order pizza or something. But I don't know. That might have to be used for a pack of smokes at 7-Eleven. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. What's this charge at 7-Eleven? Oh, I got a few Gatorades because we were dehydrated.
We needed our electrolytes, Mom.
I got some milk. I got us some bottles of milk.
Mom, you always want us to be drinking our milk, so grow big and strong.
Is that you sucking on a nipple?
No. I was just doing that at Mom. I was going...
Okay.
It's not necessarily a kiss. It's just like a lip smack. Like.
So for some reason in my head, it was corn dogging. What is it called when...
Corn dogging?
No, but what is it called when you're catcalling? That's what it's called.
Yo, those guys are corn dogging that girl over there. Hey, baby.
Mommy.
They're corn dogging me. I love seeing construction workers corn dogging girls on New York City streets.
Oh, I gotta love it.
Oh, man. We got some... What?
I was just about to say, you know, I got catcalled.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got corn dogged?
Yeah, I got corn dogged.
What happened?
Well, it was this like older woman. And sorry, I was just gonna lead into a your mom joke. And
okay. You couldn't
I was gonna tell a story like that was interesting, and I was like, and I asked her what her name was, and shit, it was Ann Watts. You know, it was gonna end like
that. Yeah, that would have been good though.
It would have been.
Did you just give up, or did you just end up accidentally laughing a little bit?
I ended up accidentally, okay. Because like even if my face shows a little bit, I just have to give up because it's like
I'm looking at you with these.
You and I are both good at like picking up the most minute tells.
Oh, we know.
So it's hard to pull one off on each other, more so than like other people.
People
sometimes.
Always wonder if certain things are a bit, but when you and I. Do it to it. There's never any question on if it's a bit or not. Like I can. There might be a few seconds where you've thrown off the trail, but ultimately, I just the tiniest little detail. I'll be like, that's a bit. He's doing a bit, and you know with me too. So unfortunately,
we can still get each other from time to time.
Every now and then, yeah. Every now and then, the bit doing skills is definitely something that you and I have picked up off each other, so we know each other's tactics. We know each other's weak spots.
We talked about it on the last podcast. It caused a big kerfuffle.
Yeah,
just a bit.
The crack smoking?
No, the Twitter stuff.
Oh yeah, but that one should have been obvious. Like, I don't know.
To some people, I guess who don't know you, they just see like little check marks, and they're like, what? What?
Check marks fighting?
I haven't heard of these check marks.
It's
like that type of
people
shit.
People hate check marks on Twitter. I'm glad to be one of those. You and I are two of those check marks that people can hate if they want.
Oh, you know what's exciting?
What?
Trevor's coming in today.
Ah, fuck.
What time? What time is he coming in?
8:30. It's when he's going to be at my place. Fuck.
You're not picking him up from LAX?
Nah, dude. I said fuck that, Trevor.
Not during rush hour traffic?
No, man. Get yourself a little fucking Uber, dude. You know, I'm sure Schlatt pays you enough. Go get an Uber. I'm not picking you up from LAX.
He sounds like he doesn't care about the Minecraft server.
Trevor?
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't. You know, it's kind of disappointing. But I thought this would be a second chance for him.
Yeah.
You know, the first Epic SMP he botched so poorly. Or so, not poorly, so massively.
Yeah. And the second one, like, I'm still having fun on it. I love to get on. It's definitely, like, chill, and I really enjoy every time I go on there and stream. And sometimes I don't stream and I get on there.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Super nice. But it's just like, so I had a collection of a bunch of fish from that aquaculture mod, and re-downloading the mod or something like that. I don't know what happened, but it made all of my fish that I collected originally disappear.
Really?
I had probably hundreds of fish.
Really?
And it's all Trevor's fault because he keeps updating the server. He keeps asking people to drag more, like delete the mods, drag more mods in. It's throwing people off.
You know what it was? I bet that it saved the fish data in that mod folder and then you deleted it to put the new one in.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Trevor is...
I should have...
Honestly, I'm just disappointed in them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just very disappointing.
We should talk about that when he's here. Like, we should take him out to dinner and just kind of, like, sit him down and be like, hey, we're kind of really disappointed in the direction you took this.
Honestly, we could get him on episode after next, and maybe we could take him out to dinner this week and covertly record our dinner conversation about
it. Just to make sure if he says anything that we legally, we can't actually record. Wait, can we record people illegally?
Yeah, you can.
No, wait, that doesn't make sense. Can we record people without their express consent?
Can you record people illegally? Can you legally record people illegally?
Can you record people without their express consent?
How do journalists do it? I think if it's in a public place, yeah.
Hmm.
Like, you know, journalists always go
to,
like,
cafes. It's a state
thing,
too, right?
Mm.
Or maybe it doesn't exist, like,
I'm pretty sure it's
public property.
Journalists do it, and they take them out to places like Starbucks and record them saying, like, yeah, so Hillary Clinton's got a big fat clit. The whole world's gonna find out. And then they leak it to the press.
The world has to know.
It's huge.
Hillary, no, show us the clit. She's trying to distract us. She doesn't.
She's hiding the clit.
It's a big old clit.
Donald wants you to believe that I've got an enlarged clitoris. She does. We've all heard
then
the tape,
why don't
Hillary.
You just show everyone. Just show everyone.
Show it, Hillary. If you don't have a large clit, you could just, in this right now, show it and no one will be asking. Donald, how about you show your tax returns? Oh! How about you show the clit, Hillary? I wish that, like...
That was great.
I wish that... I hope 2024 is Trump and Hillary again.
No.
I saw rumors that was what it was going to be. And I'm like, no one's going to let that happen.
We haven't, like, had a decent fucking election in a long time in terms of getting someone in office that represents at least the voice of the country for the most part well. It's kind of hard to do, man. That for some reason. I don't know why.
The day this country went down the fucking toilet was January 20th, 2009. The day George Bush and Dick Cheney left office. Fuck. Everything changed after that. We ended up going to war in the Middle East.
Yep.
We had the fucking attacks in New York. Like, everything fucking just went down after that. Pisses me off, man. Dude, Dick Cheney is so awesome.
We had attacks in New York before 2009.
Not when Bush was president.
No, but, yeah, you're right.
There were some attempts, but second Obama took office. That's when things started.
Did you see who he invited to the White House?
Psy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and guess what? Psy has some lyrics where he sings about killing Yankees. Okay.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Yeah. I'm not really digging this Obama.
Would you
character.
Invite Hitler to the White House?
No, but I'm sure Obama would have.
Yep.
And I'm sure Biden probably has the ghost of Hitler on his fucking guest list right now.
Because he's gonna become a ghost soon.
Uh-huh. He's just trying to secure a nice spot now.
That's not a threat. That's more of like that's like Biden is very old.
Hey, Supermega saves the troops. The foreword does say Joe Biden, 1940, whatever.
He's not doing a second
2022.
Term.
No.
No way, right?
No, Biden's not doing a second term. Trust me.
Okay.
Well, that could also be taken as a threat. See, I hate that I can't say, it's like, the current president will not be having a second term.
Trust me. Why should we trust you specifically? Do you know something that we don't?
No, I'm just saying trust the Super Mega Boys on this one.
What does that mean?
Joseph R. Biden will not be
this is very serious, Matthew. I want you to realize this. This is very serious.
Well, I hope the Secret Service shows up at the doors of the Super Megaplex to ask us a few questions.
We're here at our headquarters, and I'm asking you questions.
You're gonna have to come down to the
Super Megaplex. This isn't a bit.
You're gonna have to fly from DC to California to find out. Okay, okay, how far actually could we go until we actually get a visit from the Secret Service? Right? Because I'm sure, honestly,
I don't want to fucking test the waters.
Dude, since Trump, you could say anything about the president. They don't give a fuck. Remember, it used to be like, remember how serious they used to take it? Where it's like, if you said, like, the president's gay, it's like, dude, stop, stop, stop.
But now it's like, cover your phone.
Kathy Griffin, whatever fucking name is, she can hold up a picture of.
Well, she can't. She hasn't been able to do much.
Because of that?
Yes. As a direct response. I mean, people weren't really paying attention too much beforehand at that point. I think the highs in her career had mostly passed.
You know,
not to be rude, but that's how I see it.
I didn't like her since I was a kid because as a big Christian, I remember my parents telling me about, she went up on stage to accept an award and someone was like, do you want to thank anyone? You know, thank like your parents, God. And she's like,
Satan.
She said, fuck God. I did this myself. So ever since I was a little boy, I never liked that bitch.
That's a good power statement. I like that. Fuck God, I did this myself.
I mean, yeah.
She did. She was very successful.
As a woman in the world of comedy, it's very difficult to work your way up.
At that time, especially, too?
Yeah.
Or any time, really.
And then she threw it all away with her little fucking Donald Trump joke, which scared the hell out of Barron Trump, you know? He was screaming in front of the television, throwing his Legos around. That was not cool, Kathy.
To be fair, if any one of my friends did that, I would have been like, that was probably not the right call.
Oh, especially.
I think everyone's in agreement that what she did was kind of like, what's the joke?
It was just like
we get what you're like trying to say.
I despise Donald Trump myself, but the decapitated head thing on national TV, like
was it Twitter or was it national TV?
Barron saw it, so
I thought it was
TV.
A Twitter post.
Oh, it might have been a Twitter post then. Regardless, it was a Twitter post, you're right. But regardless, it's like, it just feels too try hard, like too edgy. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
where no one thought, like,
her team was like, Kathy, maybe you shouldn't, you know, I get, we don't like Donald Trump either, but, you know.
I mean, to be realistic, it's probably because her team was a bunch of idiots.
But
she's working around a bunch of yes publicity. People. She had this idea and nobody could say no.
We're talking about it years later, though.
But at the same time, like, you're right. We are talking about it years later, and it is a statement. It is a statement, and it's a very
terrifying. The president's autistic son is a statement.
Well, I was just saying it's a thing. It's its own thing that exists now.
But what I'm wondering is,
but I think it's still like,
how far can you go still today? Like today in 2022, what can you say? What's the farthest you could push it before? Because, you know, the Secret Service will visit you if you legitimately push it far enough. You're going to knock on your door from some men in black or.
Like, what if I put a threat like on Biden right now? Like, what if I said something like.
If you publicly on.
Yeah, like what if I said, like, I will do everything within my power to make sure that. I consensually will make Biden cheat on his wife, and then I will publicly release it and cancel the president.
I think you'd probably have to say something more along the lines
I'll release the sex tapes.
Mm. That might be...
With her permission as well. Both of their permission.
The reason they don't want that to be released, though, is because Biden's actually packing a hog in there, and they don't want people to know that because his people don't want him to be reelected.
Okay.
And they're like, if people know he's got a big cock, you'd have to probably say something more along the lines of, like, you'd be okay if MS-13 took the president in the back of, you know, out in the outback, the desert, you know, the boonies, and cut his head off and pulled his heart out through his neck hole. Probably something like that.
Okay, Kathy Griffin.
Hey, I was giving you an example. I'm not trying to emulate Kathy Griffin over here. And I'm talking about President Biden, not President Trump, dumbass. I would never say something like that about Donald Trump.
our freedom fighter. You know, he fought in a war, psych. He dodged it.
Didn't he say he did? But then, no. He had bone spurs.
Oops.
So stop saying he dodged it. He had a medical condition, dumbass. Biden fought in the Vietnam War. He was out there in the fucking deltas shooting AK-47s, dude.
Yeah, and you see how he came back. Yeah. Good grief.
You know, I've kind of wanted to go off to war myself.
Yeah, it seems very peaceful and relaxing. Kind of like riding a bike.
You know how...
You can lose yourself in war.
Dude, you and I would have had so much fun in Vietnam.
Just walking around deserts.
In Vietnam?
Oh, sorry. I was. We would have had fun in Iraq. I was expecting you to say Iraq.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the most, like, brotherly time of war seemed
Vietnam. I wouldn't want to be in the Vietnam War at all, even with you. I don't want to be.
But we'd have some fun.
No, I don't want to fall in a hole and get pierced by shit covered sticks and just be lying there.
Not even for your fucking homeland?
No, I'll get blown in half on the front lines. Hell. I'll take an arrow to the knee. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that's good. That's good.
I had to do that because I know Matt just can't help himself.
Come on, man. Jesus, man.
It gets me. I'm trying to talk about war and stuff. It's one of your favorite memes, right?
It is my favorite meme. It is my favorite meme. You know my weakness, man.
Now, audience, don't take that information and abuse it.
I'm not going to be able to stop laughing from here to kingdom come. Okay, so don't
if
don't
the fans start sending you that shit. That would be too much.
Go sending me arrow to the meme knees. I mean arrow to the knee memes.
Nice one, dumbass.
I'm so kerfuffled just from you saying it once. But Vietnam would have been fun for you and me.
Yeah,
dude.
Vietnam.
You and I would have been fucking.
Fuck Vietnam.
Fuck. The country? Fuck the country. Vietnam
no,
and the Vietnamese
no.
people.
No,
they have a rich
no,
culture.
Fuck the
Ryan.
Vietnam War.
Why?
Because it sucked.
Why are you acting like we fucking went and blew a bunch of shit up and lost?
We did. I've changed a lot from my first. I didn't used.
Are
I,
you
back from the first podcast? I know.
Are you in as fifth grade, dude?
27-year-old.
Now, as a 27-year-old, I do understand the outcome of the Vietnam War.
Yep.
It's okay, dude. Wait, that was in the first episode
that was
of the
in the
podcast,
first ever
right?
episode, yeah.
And you didn't. Well, to be fair, I just did. I say who won the Vietnam War, and you didn't know.
Yes.
Well, that's nothing on you. I think that's more to show the South Carolina education system. Well, they never taught the Vietnam War as we lost. They kind of just avoided that part, like the ending. They kind of talked about how like it wrapped up, but they never were like, yeah, we lost.
And it didn't quite work out.
They were like, you know, we just pulled troops and went home. It's like they never really say what happened.
I remember specifically what I always heard was that, at least in school, what I was taught was that we had a rough time out in Vietnam because it was terrain that we weren't used to. They were good at using the environment against us and all that, and we had to pull out because of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
And that is a losing. We did lose.
Well, that was also the first war that, like, America stopped being behind. Because before, it's like, yeah, go get them! And then Vietnam, because it was the first...
it was embarrassing.
And it was the first war that people could actually see. Like, it was televised, and they could see what's going on. And, you know, all their boys getting sent off and killed. And they're like, why are we fighting this war? And it just keeps going on. And then you get all those fucking hippies out on the front lawn of the White House.
Spitting on our troops.
Spitting on our fucking troops when they come home from war. Disgusting.
With PTSD and like in shock.
That does suck.
Fuck
honestly.
You, baby killer.
I do get the anti-war sentiment, but it also, I will say, it had to suck to be those guys that like basically
there's
just
some
got,
people that are psychopaths in any military.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I have a feeling a lot of the guys that went over to Vietnam was there a draft?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were drafted. They didn't want to go over there, and they obviously didn't have a fun time over in Vietnam. You know, they probably
Wait,
had
was
to deal
Vietnam
with,
a draft?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Trump dodged. I mean, no, he didn't. He had bone spurs. But yeah, I'm just saying. I think if we could go back in time, you and me in Vietnam would have been some fun stories.
One of us, we would have both died.
Who would have? I would have died first. You're good at sticking out. I'd fucking first.
I'm bigger
day.
In mass. Those first, traps would have been set off quicker with me. You would have been like quick on your feet. The nets would have been.
Who's going?
The spears would go flying past. The poison darts.
the turrets and then fucking airstrikes like that are automatically sensed by the trap you stepped on.
We like carpet bombed them. And it just, we did so much like brutal shit. I mean, they like, it's war. Everyone did brutal shit. But it's like, we tried our damnedest to fuck that country up.
And we had the resources they had none of.
Oh, yeah.
We had
napalm, we're flying around in big helicopters and shit.
I mean, they knew the Viet Cong. Like, they know the jungle. They know how to, you know.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games. We got everything you want.
You know?
Yeah.
That song's pretty good. ACD. No, not ACDC.
Pretty good.
It's great. It's one of the best rock and roll songs I've ever made. By, it's not ACDC. It's Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses. And Vietnam, actually, my dad was just a little too young. He was actually in the army at the time, and he would have gotten sent off if he was like 2 years older.
There might not have been a Matt Watson.
Nope. His parents fucked at just the right time to create him. If they'd fucked a little bit sooner and conceived Dale Watson at like 55, maybe.
So your dad must have had older, like, friends who were older than him that were drafted.
My dad didn't have any friends. No, but when my dad was in the military in Alaska, at his
draft age, was it 17 or 18?
I want to say 17, but I feel like it's 18. It's 18 now.
Picture yourself 17 or 18 being drafted to war. Like,
well they made it out to be badass back then. Like, people were like, oh, this is gonna be fucking awesome.
Some people were. A lot of people knew it was a death sentence. A lot of it was like in movies, it portrays it as like, I see this as like an honorable thing.
Yeah.
And then the mother's like, because they don't know if they're going to see
I'd
them
I'd see it
again.
As an honorable thing if I was going to fight for something that, like, genuinely I was...
Freedom.
No. If I went to, like... if we were going to, like, free, like, people that were enslaved or something, or I don't know.
Kind of did that in World War II, without knowing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't our intention.
Oh, hey, they got people over here in camps. Should we just let them out?
Okay.
Hey!
Yeah. I mean, every... Like, it wasn't just America. It was help from a lot of people.
Yeah. Hitler was kind of gay, in my opinion.
Yep.
That's just my two cents on it. But basically, like, if I got drafted to Vietnam back in the day, like, I told my dad this, and he got really mad at me. I was like, I would have run. Like, I would have gone to Canada or something.
What?
And he was like, really, like, he was like, that's cowardly.
I raised
like,
a pussy.
I'm not gonna go fucking kill people and be killed, or if I survive, be fucked up and not enjoy my life for the rest of my life for some... stupid, you know, like, politician war. That's dumb. I only have one life. I'm not gonna use it for that.
Be driving down, like, a desert road, and then all of a sudden just, like, roll over, what is it called? Like a mine?
An IED?
An IED.
IUD. That's what girls put in their pussy. It's IED. Roadside bomb.
What about a UTI? What's that?
UTI?
Yeah.
It's urinary tract infection.
Nice.
That's not a device used in war.
Do you have one of those?
A UTI? No.
Hmm.
Have you ever had a UTI?
No. Can't say I have.
I don't think I have either.
To remember if
you're
there's
supposed
ever...
to pee after sex to prevent that. If you don't pee after sex, you get a UTI pretty easy, especially women. So, women, ladies, make sure you're spraying that piss out of your pussy when you're done getting that
would mean I'd have to pee like 10 times a day.
Oh, it's you know,
with all the honeys.
Oh, there's honeys everywhere, man. All over the plex. There's always honeys. I mean, there's a couple honeys in the living room right now, flicking the bean, thinking about Matt and Ryan.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're out there reading Sumega Saves the Troops to each other and just coming, just squirting all over the carpet.
Yeah.
That's the one. Hey, man, that's one thing that spills on the carpet that I don't mind.
Oh, shit. I just remembered. Sorry, this is great conversation, and I'm enthralled. But have we updated people that Wanda's back? Or or one or the mini one, some
Wanda
other
Wanda 3 maybe
Wanda 3 maybe Wanda 2 who knows which
I
one
I haven't seen her yet, but Ryan got in the office before me the other day and
I saw her.
He texted
she
me
was
a
here
picture.
Earlier today as well.
Yeah, Wanda the dove that has come.
You want to go check right now just to see?
Yeah, let's go see. Okay, and we'll get some ad reads while you guys can listen to ad reads while we check on Wanda, and you guys can think about war and stuff like that and
have a good time.
All right, we're back. She's not out there currently.
Nope.
I haven't seen her. Only Ryan's seen her twice, but she's back just to like
early, really early. Usually it's like March or April she's back, but end of January and she's here.
Just gotta,
it's the last day of January right now. Oh, you look comfy.
Oh, I'm so comfy right now.
But she needs to get her little ass back here and lay some eggs. I think she's coming back just to scope it out, like, yep, this is where I'll do it.
Yeah.
And now she's out getting fucked right now by other doves to come back and lay some
eggs. I saw her. I scared her off accidentally the first time I saw her.
When you saw her, what'd you think? Like, immediately, you're like,
yeah, I was so excited.
Yeah. I was, because she always comes back every year to lay eggs. This is what, the third year?
Mm-hmm.
This is the third or fourth? Third.
Third, I think.
Yeah. Let me go find this picture real quick because, you.
How long does it take to get fucked, you know?
Well, I don't know, but I'm assuming that as a
Are these dudes being choosy?
Okay.
Got some choosy birds.
Oh, she's cute, man. Yeah, this one looks new.
Right?
This looks like she looks young.
And it's early.
It's way, usually it's March, right?
Like March or April.
Yeah.
I mean, she could come again. Or she could be like taking a break here and then going some other way and then coming back again.
She could just be coming back for old, like maybe she just stopped in for some nostalgia. She's like, this is the house I grew up in. And she's back. But, you know, we'll keep you guys updated. That's one of my favorite reoccurring things about the Super Megaplex is the nest that Wanda and her family come to take over every year and make new baby doves. I just remember how fucking stupid they look. The babies that are sitting there.
I almost stepped on one that one time.
Oh, yeah. That was so close. It had fallen out of the nest.
That would have ruined my week.
Because
I would have remembered the crunch just, and like,
yep.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
You would just keep thinking about
it.
I
was so close.
Well,
so close.
It's because it had fallen out of the nest and had made its way over in front of the door.
Yep.
But we got it. Who picked it up?
You or Layton.
I think Layton picked it up. So, okay. So it actually has been definitely less than a year because Layton was working here already.
Yeah.
And we put him back in the nest. And then she came back and nurtured him.
Came back the very next
year.
Yeah.
It's Wanda. She comes back the very next year.
Came back. Thought she was a goner, but Wanda came back.
What a disgusting song, man.
She never stayed away. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What a disgusting song. Who is that? Uncle Cracker?
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry? Are you making names up, or is that really...
Buck Cherry?
Oh, Buck Cherry. That's not Buck Cherry. Buck Cherry has that song that's like...
My dick...
Nope, that's not. Buck Cherry has some very nice songs. Like,
what song? I'll look it up real
tonight,
quick.
Just look up The Bitch Came Back. I don't think it's Buck Cherry. If it is, I'll fucking suck my
own
balls.
It's not Buck Cherry. I'm thinking of Crazy Bitch.
Theory right? of a Dead Man.
Bitch, yeah.
Oh, The Bitch Came Back. Thought she was a goner, but The Bitch Came Back.
Yep, I was thinking of the other bitch song.
What other bitch song?
The one, crazy bitch, but you fuck so good. That's fuck.
Oh, the one they wrote about your mom?
No, come on. Or that's...
Come on, man. Give me something for that.
No.
Just give me a little something
for
that.
Yeah, Buck Cherry did Crazy Bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Buck Cherry was more pure.
But you fuck so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep you bright on.
Stop, man. You're always getting me with that. You know?
I can't help myself.
Yeah, no, you can, and I like it.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were on the Epic SMP?
Friday. Saturday, I was busy all day. I was helping a friend set up for a party.
When you getting on next, huh?
Sunday, yesterday, Sunday, slept until about noon, and then I went out to get some food in Monterey Park.
Enjoy your day, of course.
I enjoy my day. Today is Monday, January 31st, 2022. And I would like to, Trevor's coming tonight, so I need to focus on getting my place ready because it's a little messy right now. But I would like to try to get on at some point. Maybe when Trevor gets in, we'll get on together.
Ooh,
on
really?
my stream. If
That'll
not,
be sick.
I'll be doing it tomorrow after our guest leaves.
Oh, he's not here for long.
No, he's here all day from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m.
And then he just goes back? I thought I was here for a couple days.
No, he's here tomorrow. And then, well, we're going to see him again on Friday, right?
No, but like he's here for a bit.
L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we could.
So why is he only staying with you for a day?
Oh, Trevor?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Trevor's here until the day after my birthday.
Who are we talking about?
I thought we were talking about next week's guest on the podcast.
Oh, no. I thought we were still talking about Trevor.
I don't know where I got confused. I got confused. Because
you said
along
like he's
way.
Only staying for a day, and I was like, Trevor's only staying for a day.
Everyone's. Well, here's a hint for next week's guest. Hey, Ryan, jump down and say some gay shit. I'm gay.
Hey, that's a good hint.
It's a great hint. It's a great hint for next week's guest. But you know what, man? I'm gonna tell you something.
You need to tell me something? Is it something important?
No, I'll tell you after the podcast.
What?
I'm gay. But you know, going back to the Vietnam War real quick, there's
always about the Vietnam War with
it's
you.
Always about the fucking Vietnam. This guy just can't stop talking about it. There is a movie that is coming out. I don't know when. I think it probably got pushed because of COVID. But
okay, I got my phone out. I'm ready to look it up.
It's my favorite book I read in high school. Mm-hmm. Incredible book. It's these memoirs from the Vietnam War.
You told me about this
the
book
things
before.
They carried.
Yes. Okay. Please. I want to read. I every time I want to read it, but like
I have it if you want to borrow it. It's so good. You would really like it.
I want to read
it. It's just a bunch of stories.
I just
from
never
this
get
guy's.
A link for it, so I'm like, we talk about it, and then
I'll
don't.
Bring you the book.
Okay.
I got a copy that's like from an old library.
It's called Memoirs.
Or? It's called the Things They Carried.
Oh, sorry.
But the movie rendition has Pete Davidson as
Tom
one of
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy, Pete Davidson, and I'm just wondering when that's coming out.
Pete
I think
Davidson's
Pete Davidson might be
shit?
Okay in that role, actually, though, because yeah. like playing like a dude in the Vietnam War, like
if
a,
he plays an asshole, Pete Davidson. If Pete Davidson
God,
plays
he has
like
AIDS,
a
man, relax.
What?
He has AIDS. Don't go so hard on him.
No, but like if he plays an asshole, Ty plays like I guess a silent type. Bill will play kind of like a.
Let me look at the cast.
A scared person.
It's
and
a good
Tom
ass
Hardy
book,
will be the main character.
Who is the main character?
I don't know. I mean, Tom Hardy's in it. I would
is
suspect
Jay Baruchel
him.
In that, or did I? Am I just confusing that with Tropic Thunder?
What
is Jay Baruchel in this
no.
movie?
No.
Okay, yeah. Ty Sheridan, Angus Cloud. Who's Angus Cloud? Tom Hardy, Pete Davidson,
Bill Skarsgård,
Ashton Sanders,
Pennywise.
Yeah, dude.
Pennywise, clown smile.
He's good, dude.
You know, I just don't know. How do you do that smile? Okay, show the audience. Show everyone.
They're going to be in like the fucking bush, like down low in the bush with their guns. And he's going to be like, dude, do the smile. Oh, the guy that played Sharon in Teenage Sharon in Moonlight is one of the characters in it.
You know, Matt, since we're talking about movies, I want to bring this up.
When does this come out, though?
I want to talk about it a little bit. I want to talk about Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget, set for a 2023 release.
Whoa, I had to beep that. What?
Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget.
Ryan, come on, man. You can't be saying that shit.
Fuck off.
Okay, yeah, Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget.
It's not Chicken Run 2, it's Dawn of the Nugget.
What is it still stop motion? Or are they doing
it's
like
still
3D?
Stop motion, I believe. And it uses a few of the past voice actors, but a major kind of unfortunate thing is, you know, fuck Mel Gibson. You know, I can understand why they wouldn't want him.
Wait, what?
To reprise his role.
Mel Gibson was in Chicken Run?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in like over 10, 15 years, some shit like that. So I really don't remember who was in it, but
he played Rocky, the rooster, the stunt rooster.
He played Rocky?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson
was
in
Gibson.
Rocky?
And Julia Sawala, I can't pronounce her name, she voiced Ginger, she's the main character, but they replaced her voice actress. And
why
I don't
would
understand
they do that?
And I don't understand why. She sounds fine. There's
she's
like recordings of her trying out lines like now.
Which,
and
was like, she still available for the role?
Yes. Like, she was confused of why she wasn't like.
So she didn't turn it down or anything?
No.
I don't know. Why did they do that?
I don't know. They got Thandi Newton in there now, which
just is it?
They're around the same age. It's not like an age thing. I don't know. Maybe it's a name thing, like a recognition.
It's always about that.
Weird. Yeah, but some of the other actors that were in it are still in it.
You know, dude,
of the like side characters, the side hens.
Oh yeah, the side hens, baby. Hey, Ryan, if a rooster lays an egg perfectly on the top of a roof, which way does it roll, left or right?
Roosters don't lay eggs.
That's right. Brother, man, you're a smart little cookie, you know that?
I feel like that's a brain teaser for, like, someone in elementary school.
It is.
It is.
Okay.
Here's the 90 best riddles for kids that aren't too confusing. You think we'll be able to...
Oh, no. So you have the answers in front of you, though.
No, I'm not looking. I'm only scrolling up enough to see the riddle.
Okay.
What begins with T, finishes with T, and has T in it? So I'm not seeing the answer either. I'm trying to figure it out.
What begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it?
T, like the drink? Oh, a teapot.
Okay.
Okay. You bought me for dinner, but never eat me. What am I? A plate? Cutlery. Okay, I mean,
you don't buy those at dinner?
You buy them for dinner.
You don't buy... Wait. Oh, like, I pictured it, like, going out for some reason.
Ryan, if you took two apples from a pile of three apples, how many apples would you have?
If I took two apples...
From a pile of three apples.
From a pile of three apples. Uh-huh. If there are three apples, and I take two apples away from that, how many, what's the question?
If you took two apples from a pile of three apples, how many apples would you have?
I would have two.
The one apple you took. All right, that one doesn't make sense to me either.
I would have two apples.
Wait. No, it says the one apple you took. Well, how does that make sense? If you took two apples...
Say it again.
If you took two apples from a pile of three apples, how many apples would you have? And they said the one apple you took. If you took two apples...
Should we...
That doesn't make sense.
Should we call Jackson, see if he can do it?
I mean, he has a college degree.
Yeah, maybe.
He double majored in, like, HR and international business.
Should I call him or should I yell for him?
Jackson! Jackson!
This motherfucker.
Call him, dude.
I feel like he has a degree.
Hey,
so.
What kind of vegetables are the most fun at parties? Come on, man. Fungi. Hey, what's the richest nut? You don't want to answer? I hear him moving stuff around in the other room.
Come on.
He's blowing you off, man.
This
he's
is
fucking with you, man. He's totally fucking with you, dude. He has no respect for you.
Okay. Jackson's here. Hold up. I'm gonna...
Jackson, why are you wearing no shoes in
Jackson,
the office,
here's,
man?
Here's the mic.
Why are you barefoot?
If you wear shoes inside, disgusting. So, you're gonna have to bend down a little bit. Or...
Hey, nothing. He's not used to.
This is perfect.
Hey, welcome on the Super Megacast, Jackson. It's been a hot minute since we had you. We gotta do an episode with you soon. It's been a while since we've just done a Jackson episode.
You're just gonna say this counts as it.
Yeah, then, featuring yeah. Jackson Tucker.
I'll get Don on the thumbnail.
We want to see if, one, you can solve this, and then if not, or if you can, either way, make sense of it for us.
Because it's a list of riddles that...
The horse's name was Friday.
Fuck. You got it. It's the 90 best riddles for kids that aren't too confusing.
Best riddles for babies.
All right, for kids.
So we went down.
Okay.
This is number three. If you took two apples from a pile of three apples... How many apples would you have?
Do I own the pile of apples I took them from?
I don't know. Just
I'm going to say two.
The answer is the one apple you took. How does that make sense? If you took two apples from a pile of three apples, how many apples would you have? And the answer is the one apple you took.
Right? It doesn't make sense.
How does that make any fucking sense?
Listen, going to college, I have a different understanding for these kind of things than you guys might.
Okay.
The one apple makes sense, but...
Wait, how?
I don't have time to explain it to you guys.
No.
No, Jackson, you put that degree to use, man. You paid so much money for it, you might as well put it to use.
I'd love to hear it.
So if there's two apples...
Yeah.
There's three apples.
You might think that... Well, yes, but you take two.
Right. I took two apples.
If I'm very hungry, I might eat one of those apples right when I take them. And then I'm left with only one apple.
You didn't say anything about
nothing about
apple.
The only context
it makes
is if
no
you took
fucking
two
sense.
Apples.
Okay. it literally makes no.
If
it,
you
it's
took,
a typo.
If you took two apples from a pile of three apples, how many apples would you have? Answer: the one apple you took. That doesn't make any fucking sense. I
feel like they combined it with like people who answer one and then the two that you took.
I'm gonna search this online and see if I
is
can.
Is it a book?
No, it's a website.
I was hoping there was a book so we could write in to like the publishing company.
If you take two apples away from three apples, you have one left. Yeah, you have one left, but they said...
There's one left, but then
that makes sense. Like, if it said how many apples are left...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But
I
this
think
says
they
how
combined
many apples
the
would you
answers,
have?
Obviously.
If you took two apples, how many apples would you have?
The, or even if it said how many apples are there,
you took two apples.
It would still be three.
Well, exactly.
You didn't take one
there's
apple.
There's a bunch of different answers you can get depending on how you word it. But their answer doesn't make any sense. The wording, the one apple you took that you didn't take,
or the one apple you took.
Dude, these
I feel
suck.
Like I read this website just wrote this just to fuck with people.
These Jackson, answer riddle me this. What is the richest
Batman.
Nut?
What?
What is the richest nut?
These.
Put it there, man. That's the real answer.
It's Mr. Peanut.
It's a cashew.
No, it's Mr. Peanut.
He's a rich
nut.
He
has the monocle, the hat.
Oh, he's rich as fuck.
Well, he died, so I guess baby Peanut got
forgot
the, in the will.
They fucking killed him, dude. They fucking killed him. Why did they do that?
They took him out to an alley and shot him.
Took him out around back and shotgunned him in the back of his shell. But then they didn't. Did they ever bring back
what happened
Mr.
to
Peanut?
Baby Nut? No. Baby Nut became a teenager, and I guess they just turned him into an adult at some point.
Something happened with COVID where they're like, "Yeah, we should probably hurry this stuff up. This is too depressing."
Why did they like what?
That is such a funny story.
Suicide rates skyrocketed after they killed Mr. Peanut during COVID.
He died
they had
like
to. They just had to.
Car crash too, which was the best thing. It was just like
didn't he fall to his death?
I thought he was in a car. I was off a cliff. Like I thought the car fell off a cliff. Like, maybe he just fell.
They killed Mr. Peanut in like a really like
Mrs. Butterworth
way.
Pushed him over the edge.
And then they had to get rid of her ass. Mm-hmm. No, wait, she's still around. They had to get rid of Aunt Jemima.
No, they got rid of, oh yeah,
Buttersworth is still here.
Yeah,
Aunt Jemima's the one that they canceled.
They killed her.
Wow, really? So
they said because the name's racist, we're gonna kill Aunt Jemima.
We finally have some.
Make that one make sense.
We have black female representation finally, and they have to get mm-hmm. rid of it. Explain that to me.
Listen, Matt, I support you 100% in this vendetta to get back Mrs. Butterworth.
It's she, no,
sorry,
she's
Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima. And tell me this, Jackson, what kind of beer won't get you drunk? This one's actually pretty easy.
Alcohol-free beer.
That is correct.
Ah.
The answer was root beer, but alcohol-free beer is more of a correct answer, I think.
Yeah, well, what can I say? They didn't expect a mixologist to come in here,
yeah,
did they?
Yeah, they had no idea there was going to be a goddamn bartender up in here.
All right, give me another. I'm liking these.
Hey, Ryan, see if you can get this one for Jackson. What kind of poultry is always going... Oh, this one's funny. It's kind of sexist. What kind of poultry is always going to the bathroom?
Hey, a chick.
Chickpeas.
That's what
why
it,
not just a chick?
A chick is such a better answer for
girls
that.
Girls always be going to the bathroom.
Chick
women do be peeing.
Hey, why did the citrus tree go to the hospital?
To get to the other... No.
To get his Covine booster. A Covine. I combined COVID and vaccine into Covine.
Covine.
What, why?
Weren't you glad he didn't die? I don't know.
Lemonade. He had lemon AIDS. That's why he went to the hospital.
He had lemon
AIDS. No, it just says lemon aid.
What?
He went to go get lemon aid. Like,
stupid. That's dumb.
You cut me, slice me, dice me, and all the while you cry. What am I?
Onion.
That's the, yep.
That's like not even a pun.
That one was good.
Hey, yeah. What kind of
apples?
Sound like a song.
What kind of apples do computers prefer?
Wait, what? Macintosh?
That's right. Hey, what has many ears but cannot hear?
Oh, wait. Does corn have ears?
Yeah, it's corn,
okay.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a corn or potato.
Corn.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jackson, for helping us solve that.
Yeah, thank you. It was an easy one.
Didn't solve it because, well,
can people in the comments explain this one, please, on YouTube?
I think they're wrong.
I think they're wrong, too. But if maybe there's some... I mean, there's people that listen that are, like, neurologists. So...
I thought you were about to say divergent.
I thought he was going to say that, too. I was like...
Well, that's everyone listening. But
yeah.
There are like
recording.
Hey, come on, Jackson.
Whoa.
That one's too easy. I'm a bird, a person, and a fruit. What am I? This is easy.
Robin? No. Red Robins?
There's no fruit called Robin.
Robin apples?
What? Robin apples. It's a kiwi.
Whose name is Kiwi?
There's a Kiwi bird, Kiwi fruit, and then Kiwi means someone from New Zealand.
Oh.
They called New Zealanders Kiwis. I don't know why.
Yum. Red Robins.
Dude,
I thought you said food, not fruit.
I'm red or green and grow on a vine. I'm dried to make raisins and squeezed to make wine. What am I?
Say that again.
I'm red or green and grow on a vine.
Grapes?
Yeah. So why? So they. I don't understand this. Like
some of them are just like
that's just a question.
Yes.
That's not even a riddle. That's just
what
like,
do I make wine with?
Like what's wine made out of?
Grapes.
Like, what are raisins made out of? When I'm ripe, I'm green. When you eat me, I'm red. And when you spit me out, I'm black. What am I?
I don't know.
A watermelon.
Oh.
I'm trying to see if I can find a good one for you. If two's a company and three's a crowd, what are four and five?
Bigger numbers.
No. Nine.
Nice.
Yeah, get it? After a train crashed, every single person died. Who survived?
Say one more time.
After a train crashed, every single person died. Who survived?
No one.
Mm-mm. All the couples. Every single person died.
Oh, okay.
That one's pretty good. That one is pretty good. You know, I got to give him props on that one. I just don't understand that Apple one still.
Yeah, that Apple one is a big miss.
Dude, some of these are
flew
awful.
Over my brain.
He has a college degree. Flew over his.
Yeah.
We dropped out of college, so maybe, you know, we're YouTubers. It might make sense. Who's the smartest person we know? Brian Wecht. He has a PhD in fucking relative string physics theory shit.
Would he answer this question for you?
You want to ask him?
If you called him?
He has a PhD in fucking theoretical physics, I think.
Well, I have a PhD in horribleness.
Come on, man. Well, after these ad breaks, we're going to call Ninja Brian.
And he might answer.
We'll see.
See ya.
Hey, guys. We're going to call N-word Brian.
Ninja Brian.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Because he's the smartest person we probably know. He actually one time asked me to join this. I saw him doing this like puzzle website where it's like trivia each day. And I was like, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. I want to play that. And he's like, okay, I can invite you. It's invite only, but like you have to take it seriously because like it like reflects on me. Because it's like this thing that like college professors do. And it's
Shit.
So he added me to it and I fucked it up, dude.
Oh, no.
This is the hardest fucking questions I've ever done in my life. I was like, oh, why did I think I could do this? It'll be like, the question will be about like.
Does it tell other people what you said?
I think it did. And it just shows my score. And I'm like, oh, geez. It was bad, but. Siri, call N-word Brian. Hold on. Siri, call N-word Brian.
Calling N-word Brian. Mobile.
I gotta get to the bottom of this Apple riddle.
Yeah.
This is stupid as fuck, man.
And he's gonna be a big help.
Yeah.
Because he's older, wiser, learned.
He's had a vasectomy.
Has he?
So he's not thinking about... Yep. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Not much. I'm here with Ryan. We're on our podcast at the moment.
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Ryan.
Say hi.
I did. I said hi first. He was responding to
hi. I'm sorry. Well,
he's way ahead of you.
We have a riddle that is from a list titled... the 90 best riddles for kids that aren't too confusing, and this stumped us. We're like, who's the smartest person we know? And we're like, Brian, he has a PhD in like food commerce or something.
And
so.
Maybe it is bullshit. We're trying to figure out if it is bullshit.
What the answer or my degree?
The answer.
Okay, got it.
Okay, ready, Brian.
Yes.
If you took two apples from a pile of three apples, how many apples would you have?
Well, I'm going to say two.
Because right.
You took two apples.
Exactly. And it's asking how many you have. And you took two, which means you have them. The answer is the one apple you took.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Riddle.
It's number three.
If you took two apples from a pile of three apples, how many apples would you have? Answer, the one apple you took. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
That's complete bullshit.
Okay, we're just making sure that we're not, like, missing something obvious. Because we had Jackson come in here, and, you know, he has a double major, like, college degree. And he couldn't figure it out. So, you know, we're like, let's call the guy with the PhD. What's it in theoretical physics?
Industrial relations.
Oh, okay. I don't know how I confused those two, but... yeah, okay, I was just... And now, think about it. Can you think of how this could make sense, maybe?
Say it again. It's the one you have.
If you took two apples from a pile of three apples, how many apples would you have? And the answer is the one apple you took. It says you took two apples.
Wait, in half?
Nope.
The only thing I can think of is they left
like in half?
The word left, you know what I mean? Like it would be how many apples would you have left, and they just screwed it up.
That's what I'm thinking, because some of the other ones are as easy as like, I grow on a vine and I'm purple. And it's like
grapes.
But
then that's not a riddle. That's a math question.
It's just a question. Yeah, this isn't even a riddle, man.
Audrey would be able to get this one right.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
This is not a hard question, unless you guys found it hard. But the answer, as stated, is complete bullshit.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Good.
Now we have a source. We have an intelligent intellectual that has confirmed it. So we're smart. Before I end the call, Brian, I'll give you one brand new riddle we haven't done yet.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yes. Yeah. Challenge me. Really make me work for it.
What answer can you never answer to? Or no, sorry, I fucked that up. What answer can you never answer yes to? I think it means to say what question. This list is fucked, I think. What question can you never answer yes to?
What question can you never answer yes to? Let's see. Can you not answer this question?
Unfortunately, Brian, the answer was, are you asleep yet?
You can answer with no.
I was going for
I get it. Yeah, you can't answer yes. It makes sense.
Yeah, well, this list is stupid.
So, what's your source on these? Is this just something on the internet, or did you buy a book?
No, it's on fatherly.com, and it's titled The 90 Best Riddles for Kids That Aren't Too Confusing. Riddles aren't just for Batman villains or weirdos. Literally all kids love riddles. Here's a bunch that are perfect for kids, but hard enough to still be fun.
Because you guys know all those Batman villains that love riddles? All of those villains?
Yeah.
Just the one? Yeah.
And also it says literally all kids love riddles. That's objective.
Well, they like riddles when the answers aren't complete bullshit.
Exactly. Well, Thank you for that, man.
Can I tell you a riddle, a joke I wrote for Audrey?
Oh, yeah, we'd love to. We'd love to hear it.
All right. What's green and strong?
The Hulk.
I mean, that's one answer, yes, but I'm looking for something different.
Okay. Spinach.
No. Muscle sprouts.
Muscle sprouts. Oh. That's good. That's good.
I was thinking Popeye for some reason.
I was thinking of the Jolly Green Giant.
But the Hulk works. Yeah,
the Hulk definitely, you're not wrong about that. I'm not saying you're wrong about it.
Okay, good.
Well, that's pretty funny. I like that one.
Thank you. That's what I was going
for. That's really good. Muscle sprouts. It makes me think of this dish my mother used to cook where it was just raw mussels and Brussels sprouts, and it's delicious.
That actually sounds pretty great.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. I'll have to cook it for you sometime. But thank you so much for helping us out with that one. And we wish you nothing but the best from here at Super Mega Productions Incorporated. And I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, same to you guys. All the success in the world.
Thank you. All of it?
All of it.
Damn.
You deserve it.
Thanks, so Brian. Kind. Thanks, man.
Have a great day.
You too, bud.
Bye.
What a nice guy.
I know. So it is bullshit.
It's
completely.
Bullshit,
okay.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, this apple riddle just is apps. Well, I think that they're just stupid. I think they're fucking stupid because I read that next. I just found a random one, and it had a typo in it, too. It was, what answer can you never answer no to? It's like, I think it's, what question can you never answer? It's, you know, it's stupid. It's fucking stupid, dude.
But like, who can't, like, someone had to make it.
And I searched the riddle online,
too. It wasn't, like, made by a bot.
No,
like, someone made it.
You know
what?
That
website.
I'll tell you who made it. It's an article, which means there's a writer. What it says by Fatherly. That's the website.
Do they not give a writer's credit?
Tell me a damn website wrote this? You tell me a shrimp fried this rice?
You go to about on Fatherly. Is it like a blog run by like one person?
We're about to find out, dude. What the hell is this website? What is this Squarespace bullshit? Parenting. They have parenting advice. About us. Here. It's loading.
Yeah.
Fatherly is the leading digital media brand for dads. Our mission is to empower men to raise great kids and lead more fulfilling adult lives. From original video series and deep dive reports to podcasts and events, Fatherly offers original reporting, expert parenting advice, and hard-won insights into a challenging but profoundly rewarding stage of life.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so it's...
no names attached at all?
Staff bios. Here we go. Dude, this dude has a fucking Dungeons & Dragons name. Ty? His name is Ty, but it's spelled T-Y-G-H-E. Ty Trimble. Man, Ty Trimble. I bet he wrote that. Matt Barrickle, Amy Carafin. And why do women work for a father website? That's unbelievable.
They're not fathers.
No, they're not fathers, and they never will be. When do babies drop to one nap? There's nothing funny about scaring kids with Instagram filters.
Why not?
Okay, well, I'm about to tell you. Parents are using social filters to frighten kids and make them cry. It's not cool. A new TikTok trend is causing toddlers to freak out as they watch their parents' faces morph into horses. Parents are filming their children's reaction to observing the transformation as it happens in real time on a phone screen and posting the videos for social clout. The children's reactions are often extreme, including frightened to tears. It's an odd form of entertainment, if that's even the right word. A better word would be traumatic.
I mean, it is horrifying because a kid actually in that moment sees that, and then imagine, you know how your imagination would just run wild as a kid?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well.
Yeah, who cares, man?
I just think it's funny.
Yeah, no.
Scare them kids.
I got scared as a kid. I'm fine.
You should tell your kids that you ate all their Halloween candy.
And then film it.
It's all gone now.
Stupid cunt.
My least favorite video of one of my least favorite videos to watch is the one where this girl has like a pet bug
the dragonfly.
Yeah, the dragonfly.
That guy's a sociopath. That guy's a psychopath, dude.
Oh yeah.
I found the rest of it. I found his YouTube channel once. He has the look in his face that is like legit. Like this man is psycho. Like he looks crazy. The video we're talking about, though, is he has a dragonfly landing, like, that's on his tongue, and his little niece is, like...
Is that her pet, or is that just, like, she likes bugs?
She found it, and it's, like, her pet, and she's... Okay. And then he just starts eating it with a creepy smile on his face, and she's crying.
He's, like, chewing it with his, like, teeth showing.
Yeah, but I found his channel, and he did, like, pickup videos, where he, like, walks up to women on the street at night, trying to, like... Like, there's one where it's, like, a girl crying on the sidewalk. He's, like, what's wrong, sweetheart? Can I help you? It's, like, just the most... Like, if you're a guy that films himself... picking up women. There's some good pickup channels.
Is it just kind of like, I'm edgy?
No, the pickup stuff
was real. Well, I know it's real, but like, is he doing it in the sense of like, this person's crying, it's funny.
The guy is fucking
that
psycho.
I would go up to her because she's crying.
Man eats dragonfly.
Man, don't put that on.
No, I'm not putting it on. Guy eats dragonfly and kids freak out by Ricardo TV. Yeah. I think it's posted to r/rage. Yeah, there it is on r/rage. That's fucked up. His response to the dragonfly situation. Oh, he has a response.
Oh, shit. I want to know. I didn't know he had a response.
Oh, he has it on private now.
What?
But somebody said he doesn't even understand why a lot of people think it was shitty. It's not cruelty to the dragonfly, you moron. It's that you killed your niece's pet in front of her and thought it was hilarious to make a small girl cry. Dick.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't care. Like, the dragonflies, people eat bugs all the time. Like, all animals eat bugs, but it's the fact...
He looks really scary in that. He looks like a puppet.
Did he really think that it was like... I'm sure some people are upset of the cruelty of the animal, but I don't know. He ate it. It was used for something.
He got nourishment.
Yeah. My thing is that what he did was also an act of cruelty to his niece.
Well, it's just fucking weird. It's just like...
Who would think that that's okay?
Well, like, no one's gonna be sitting around him and, like, bust out laughing. Like, oh my god, dude, you're crazy.
It's like, imagine, like, if your niece or nephew brings you, like a small little crab they found, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's cool. You throw it on the floor and, like, step on it, and you hear the crunch, and you're like, oh, oh, oh.
And then you post the video. You post the video, because you're like, this is funny. Yeah, that guy's got something wrong with him. He's creepy. He's really creepy. I'm gonna go out on the record and say, Ricardo TV.
Oh, careful being out on that record, brother. It spins,
dude. Ooh, oh,
might get dizzy.
He might come eat my dragonfly. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Ricardo TV, I challenge you to come eat my dragonfly.
Do you want to end it with that joke?
End it with that?
Do you want to end it with that joke?
Okay. What with the record spin or the Eat My Dragonfly joke?
This is yours, the Eat My Dragonfly joke. Is that really how you want to end the podcast?
No, I don't want to end it like that.
Okay.
I didn't know it was ending right then.
Well, it's not ending right then, but we're getting close to the end.
Do you want to talk
about
the Vietnam War some more?
I don't want to talk about the Vietnam War.
Well, why?
Because people died by falling on sticks covered in poop.
Of course people died falling on sticks covered by poop, but like I think that's why it's worth talking about. These heroes...
It's just miserable.
I'm sorry that you're uncomfortable by people
not uncomfortable,
ending their lives for your freedom.
I would just rather not... I don't want to think about a situation where everyone is suffering. Except for not Hollywood elites, the government elites, the politicians.
You know what, Ryan? I think it speaks volumes that you won't even acknowledge the freedom fighters in the Vietnam War.
I acknowledge them. It sucks that they had to go through it. A lot of them also did some shitty stuff, though.
Yeah, they did.
That's not a pun on them being skewered with sticks covered in poop, though.
The worst of human nature comes out when you set a bunch of testosterone-filled dudes out in the middle of a jungle with guns, and you can kill anyone you want with no consequences.
They're not even allowed to have sex with each other.
The men?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet some freaky gay sex happened in the Vietnam War.
I hope so.
Out in like the pluff mud.
That's the only positive thing that could have been done under that situation.
Yeah, honestly, like if I was there, it's like I'm not in gay sex. That's all I can do to stay sane.
I just need to.
Oh man, I just that battle at Tra Nang earlier was really fucking traumatic. Can you fuck me in the ass, man?
Dude, I need to stop farting. I don't know what's going on, but it stinks recently. Like it's rancid again.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah.
What's the protein you're taking? That's what it is. Protein makes it that's what Root Pootie does to get all those farts for his videos. He says it's protein. Protein shakes. And then there was a girl from 90 Day Fiancé who started selling her farts in jars. And the way she would do it was by drinking protein. And I also read that protein makes you have really bad farts. So now you're consuming a lot of protein for your new diet with the working out. That's what it is.
Ugh.
I haven't encountered it though.
No, because it's very rare, but like when it does happen, like it just stays. It just fucking stays there. And I'm like, Jesus.
Dude, do you remember that?
Get over it.
Years ago, I was dropping you off at the Game Grumps office, and I think was Jackson in the car?
Yeah, Jackson.
And you get out, and as you got out of the car, you farted like silently and shut the door. And then you just stood like away and watched as we just like both got out of the car. Like, oh my God. It was unbelievable. That's one of the worst. Jackson!
I love
Do you remember this? You were in the back seat of my car. Ryan was in the passenger seat. This is a couple years ago. And we parked at the gamer's office to let Ryan off to go get in his car because we had hung out. And then I'm dropping him back off. And as he got out, he like silently farted.
So
do you remember how bad that was though? It was thick. It stuck around. I could taste it. It was honestly one of the worst ever.
It really smelled like expired milk. There was no better way to.
Y'all had to get out of the car.
Yeah, we had to open the doors and get out of the car. And you were just standing by your car laughing.
It was horrible.
That was truly bad.
I just remember I love how you recalled it, where it's like, and then you just got out and then you stood there and watched to see what
you walked over to your car and kind of like looked back and just stood there before you got in the car.
I wanted to see it.
You knew you had done something bad. You did something naughty and you were...
It's such an assault. It's like, ew, dude. It's like, why did you leave me with your...
I hope in like 5 years... I hope that's cancelable in the next like 5 years.
Wow.
It's like, that's considered like assault. Dude, he gassed them good.
When we were at the Deer Hunter concert.
Oh my God, dude. I was at a Deer Hunter.
Was it the one where like, was it Harrison who was like, it's not even funny, serious. Like he got like legitimately pissed.
I'd had gluten that day, which of course I shouldn't.
So we're at the Deer Hunter concert. It's me, Jackson, and Harrison, right? Was it just the three of us?
Just the three of us.
And, it's a crowd. We're in a crowd. And Jackson's like, oh, I can fart because no one will know it's me. So he farted. Well, yeah, that's what you thought in your head. And you fart. And I knew the second I smelled it, I knew it was you. And Harris and I both smelled at the same time. And the girls standing next to us covered their noses and like We're like, oh my God. Oh my God. And like two other dudes walked away. And then Harrison and I just walked off.
Hey,
and
the best thing,
everyone
the best
cleared
thing
off.
In the house after that.
You did, because everyone in like a 5 foot radius walked away and you were left standing there by yourself. And I'm like, sorry, dude. I'm not like, and you were like, God, you guys really just had to walk away. I'm like, I'm not going to stand there and subject myself to your colon.
I had to see him play helicopter.
Yeah, you got you
really
got the
like,
best
did
view.
People just walk away
it was,
from
it
you.
Was like a, yeah, like if I was standing here, like this.
Everyone,
you
and it was
you
just
didn't,
him.
You didn't think to act like you didn't think to like act like, oh shit, what is that?
No, he just stood there, and the girls next to us covered their faces. Two guys walked away. Like,
do you think
the
people
fuck?
Realized it was him?
Well, he's the only one standing there. it was brutal.
Was so it was. Like, I joke. I was so embarrassed because. It was one of those ones. It's like, oh, this is silent. It's not gonna.
No,
like,
it was bad.
My stomach hurts a little bit.
Yeah. It lingered. It was thick in the air. You could taste it. It actually just smelled
when
like a kid had shit his pants.
Were you like, fuck?
Fuck? I was like, oh, this isn't going away.
It stuck around, dude. It really smelled like someone like shit their shorts.
Well, I was at the gym today, and I was running on a treadmill, and I let one of those out. No one was up on the second area with me. And all of a sudden, I see someone walk in the gym. I'm like, please don't come up here. And I'm like, come on. And I look at the timer because I'm jogging. It's like been like a minute. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, please. I'm like, please, 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 please go. I don't want anyone to walk up here because it would be so
it's obvious
it was me. I'm the only one up there. But thank God no one walked
dude,
up
yours
there.
Dude, yours fucking linger. Yours,
oh,
they
fuck.
Move out into the hall from the room you're in.
they move down the hall.
It's fucking, it's awful, man.
Had the comedy movie moment the other day or like a couple months ago when I was in an elevator at like a fucking hotel. I'm the only guy in there. I'm like, I can't hold this fart. I have to let it out.
You never fart. You never fart in an empty elevator.
Never.
Well, I was
in the
floor.
In the hallways.
It was on two because I was going down to one from like, you know, 17 or something like that. And it's on like two or three and like some guy gets in. I'm like, that's your fault for taking the elevator down one floor.
That's your fault. Yeah, that's kind of like, honestly, that one's on him. But I love that because it's like, there's no playing that off. It's like, like he's like, this guy just farted. I'm smelling his ass.
The worst thing, I think I said some shit. I was like, oh man, some guy just got out of here.
Wait, you said that?
I think I did.
Yeah, man, some guy was just in here and just fucking just shredded, man.
You couldn't play that off. Some guy was just, I love how you're alone. And you're like, yeah, some other guy was in here.
Some guy was in here before you got in.
Really
it smelled like
it.
Shit, man.
I think it's like when he walked in, I had my hand covering my nose. I was like, oh, it smells so bad in here.
I'll never forget the last thing I'll tell before we end the podcast was Jackson and I went to this like art show in Charleston once that some kids we knew were putting on. And do you remember this? And we had to use the bathroom and Jackson really had to shit. So like we're waiting for the bathroom and there's like two bathrooms, like single bathrooms, and they're both full. So we're waiting out there waiting. And then Jackson's ex-girlfriend walks up to wait for the bathroom too. And like he hadn't talked to her in a very long time. And it was just the three of us. And Jackson like was so uncomfortable. He didn't know what to say. He just goes, oh man, I think I'm about to shit my pants. And then just walked into the bathroom. And that's the only thing he said was, oh, man, I'm about to shit my pants.
Hey, you didn't shit your pants though.
I shit my pants that day.
That was so fucking funny. And I was just standing out there with her after that. After like all you had said was, I'm about to shit my pants. And then we just didn't say anything.
I was about to shit my
pants. Yeah, you weren't telling a lie, man. That was good. That was good as fuck.
I can say what they want. I was no liar.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, well, we called Inward Brian. He couldn't figure out the riddle either.
So it is bullshit. Nice.
It is
bullshit, complete
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's like the smartest guy I know.
Yeah, he has a PhD, so yeah, he does. I wonder, he probably does, honestly. Anyway, that's all for today's episode of Super Mega Cast. We'll be back next week, episode 283, with a very special guest. So make
and
sure
then maybe
tune in
another
for that.
Special guest after that if
yeah.
everything goes according to plan.
No, not you.
Not no Jackson.
Hey, dude, you ever watch Filthy Frank? Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Filthy Frank.
No, yeah, no.
Wait, the guy runs Filthy Frank 2?
Filthy Frank 2, brother. That's it. That's it, bro. All right.
Thank y'all again. Go suck
go
a dick or go Rams.
I was going to say go check out our Patreon, but suck a dick works too.
Go suck a dick. How about go fuck yourself?
Go fuck yourself, kids. All right, bye.
Kids?
No, not kids. You know what I mean. It's go fuck yourself. Of age adults.
Yep, there we go.